The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston at KILR Estherville and Aaron Summers at the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Okay, Senator, this week, an appeals court over the weekend put a stay on President Biden's vaccine mandate, but the administration is apparently telling businesses to keep going forward with the plans to implement the vaccine mandate. Does that concern you?
Well, he can't go ahead if the courts have said he can't. Now, they probably haven't had a hearing on the case yet, but I'm in favor of what the court did because you've heard me say that I thought it was unconstitutional for him to do it in the first place, and I think you've had 22 states file their attorneys general file a case as well. So I think there's a widespread feeling if the president came to Congress and want a bill passed giving him the authority to do it, assuming Congress had that authority to give him in the first place without violating the Constitution, I would vote no on it. Let's go to Aaron.
Hi, thank you. The infrastructure bill has been a hot topic in recent weeks. What is your take on the bill that recently passed through the House, and what will Iowans get out of that bill?
Boy, I wish I still had the figures in my mind. Something like, first of all, out of $1 trillion, remember, about $550 billion of it was going to be spent by the gas tax money coming in over the next 10 years anyway. So we're not talking about only about $500 billion more than would otherwise be spent. Out of that $500 billion, I know we're getting 300 and some million to fix our bridges, because our bridges, at 23% of them being deficient, is the most bridges in the country of the 50 states. So we've got safe bridges that we're going to get benefit from by a few $100 million, and then a few $1 billion, but I don't have the exact figure, will be additional spending on our highways. And then I don't have any figure for broadband in Iowa, but in this whole bill, there's $65 billion for broadband. And Iowa has a lot of our rural areas that are not have the infrastructure to serve the people the way that people in cities can be served. So we'll fill in that void. And then there's a few billion to fix locks and dams on the Mississippi River, benefiting farmers. And then there's money for our bus systems in Iowa, things of that nature. But that's about all the detail that I have right at the top of my head. But to answer your question, because you ask about the House bill, well, the House bill is exactly the same as passed the Senate. And remember that Iowa Chambers of Commerce, the Iowa Farm Bureau, the commodity groups of agriculture, the Restaurant Association, the Retail Federation, the Bankers Association, the Chambers of Commerce of the 15 largest cities, all asked for this bill to pass. And now it's through both houses, so Iowa will benefit to the degree and more that I've already said. Ed.
Senator, the Biden administration is reportedly considering shutting down a pipeline in Michigan, even though gas prices are on the rise around the nation. What is your reaction to that, and how concerning are you that the administration continues to act in a way that it does, as far as seeming not to take any action to help the American people as far as reducing gas prices?
My reaction to it is that it's going to cause gas prices to go even higher. But probably more than gas prices, is going to increase the heating bills of people in their homes, particularly in the upper Midwest. So my reaction to it is exactly the same as I expressed the first day he was president. He shut down the XL pipeline. And then, you know, gas prices go up, and then he says, would OPEC send more oil around the world to keep prices down? Or should we take oil out of the strategic reserve? That's that reserve in the salt mines in Alabama that's got hundreds of millions of gallons of barrels of oil that we could use. And then shutting this down is going to be even worse. And then another inconsistency is he shuts down pipelines in this country but tells Germany they can go ahead, build a pipeline to China, or I mean to Russia, to get gas there so that we would sell less of our liquefied natural gas to Europe. Or it would hurt Ukraine because the pipelines going from Russia through Ukraine to Europe would then in turn give less money to Ukraine, an ally of the United States. So these inconsistencies, and it just make it worse, and I think the pipeline ought to go ahead, and so does Canada. You know, we brag about the good relationships between the United States and Canada. Think what the shutting down the XL pipeline did to relations with Canada. He didn't even tell Canada about it ahead of time. And then now this is a fight between Canada and the United States because Canada is going to be hurt if this pipeline is shut down because people in Canada benefit from it. Let's go now to Aaron.
Thank you. There's been a lot of discussion in the last few weeks about establishing some kind of paid maternity and paternity leave. Do you see any sort of path forward on that issue? Do you support paid leave for after the birth of a child?
Yeah. Well, that's something as chairman of the committee we tried to work on. When I was chairman of the Finance Committee, I set up a task force to get a bipartisan agreement, but we couldn't get a bipartisan agreement, so there is some support, and I wouldn't want to rule out my support for some legislation in this direction. But what you're talking about is a small part of a $4.2 trillion package that includes a whole bunch of social spending beyond family leave, and every Republican is going to vote against that because we already have inflation, and former Democratic Secretary of Treasury Larry Summers in the Clinton administration, now a professor at Harvard, he told us in January, again in April, again in August, and he was on television a couple weeks ago saying, you're spending too much money already. That's the way Republicans feel about it. We don't need more inflation. And not only that, but even the president's chairman of the economic advisors has said that the $2 trillion that was spent in March is probably too much already. So we got to be concerned about inflation. Let's go back to Ed.
Senator, you and other Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee sent a letter to the Biden administration calling for increased digital trade in the Indo-Pacific. Can you explain what you want to accomplish?
Yes. We're interested in making sure that the United States makes up for the fact that we didn't join the Trans-Pacific Partnership called TPP. And we thought it was a missed opportunity. And this is an effort to get the administration back on track to having more negotiations in the Indo-Pacific area, mostly with countries leaving out China so that we got a bulwark against China's mercantilist economy. Back to Aaron, and I think this will be the last question.
Thank you. What are you hearing as you are traveling the state and visiting with Iowans, specifically with regards to the workforce? Are people having issues with workforce statewide, or is it localized in areas?
Oh, you know, even before the pandemic, we were hearing the need for workforce. And it's worse now with the pandemic, and the federal government made it worse by having this $300 federal money added to state unemployment. Now that's gone away, and with the 531,000 people being hired during September, we feel since that went away early September, that maybe that's getting people back into the workforce. But even that issue going away we still have tremendous problems in the workforce. And one of the things I'd like to suggest that might help, but it's not going to help immediately, but over the long term, we'll probably get better people prepared for some of the specialist jobs that we might call skilled labor. When we allow Pell Grants to be given to people going to community colleges that don't end up getting a degree, but they go into programs where you get certificates that could be for less than 2 years, maybe less than a year, maybe even 6 months of training for some trade. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Ed and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.